Happy Holidays. This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Absolutely no Grinches allowed. Forget what you think you know about church and Christmas.
Quiet, please. Our service is about to begin.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God. Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome to our sunrise prayer service. Thank you for being here. My voice is a little hoarse. We had a long New Year's Eve last night, and we had a good time, and I appreciate you being here. We'll have a beautiful service. We'll have a room for breakfast here after service. So if you would, please, let us pray the way that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
The Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you by the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it, at least to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word, the light. Okay, be seated, please. I do say good morning to you. Mm-hmm. I don't get to say that but about a couple times a year because this is like the middle of the night for me. Happy New Year, everybody. I know it's morning, I know. There was an article a few years ago in which a man gave his idea of a perfect world. He said, in a perfect world, you would feel as good at 60 as you did at 17. And you would be as smart at 60 as you thought you were at 17. In a perfect world, professional basketball and baseball and football players would be complaining because school teachers were signing multi-million-dollar contracts. In a perfect world, potato chips would have calories, but if eaten with dip, the calories would be neutralized. In a perfect world, mail would always be early, and the check in the mail would always be for more than you expected it to be. The truth is, this is not a perfect world, and it never will be. As believers, we can make it better. From Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. "Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil. Not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Pete, at a New Year's party, turns to his friend Ken and asks for a cigarette. "I thought you made a New Year's resolution to quit smoking." Ken responds, "I'm in the process of quitting." replies Pete with a grin. Right now, I'm in the middle of phase one.
Phase one?
Yeah, laughs Pete. I've quit buying. It sounds familiar. Somebody else here might have said that. Here's some good solid advice for making the New Year's better. Number one, this New Year, be careful. Number two, this New Year, be thoughtful. And number three, this New Year, be thankful. This New Year's Day, be careful in the way you live. Be wise. Be careful with your time. Your time is actually God's time. Don't contribute to evil. Be careful. Seek the Lord's will in all things. Jesus begins his prayer on the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Pray then in this way. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray. Kingdom come, will be done. Again, be careful in the way you live. That's why verse 18, Paul states, don't cheapen your life with artificial stimulants and fleshly devices, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. This New Year's Day, be thoughtful. Be thoughtful with others. That is always good advice. Be thoughtful with God's Spirit. Remember the Holy Spirit. Welcome Him. Always give Him the biggest ovation. Spend time with Him. Your time spells love and devotion. Ask Him for His help. Ask Him for His help. Ask Him to bring to you your remembrance as He teaches. Now, how to be miserable? Think about yourself. Talk about yourself. Use I as often as possible. Mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others. Listen greedily to what people say about you. Expect to be appreciated. Be suspicious. Be jealous and envious. Be sensitive to slights. Never forgive criticism. Trust nobody but yourself. Insist on consideration and respect. Demand agreement with your own views on everything. Sulk if people are not grateful to you for favors shown them. Never forget a service you have rendered. Shirk your duties if you can. Do as little as possible for others. This is how you become miserable. From Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20, don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge drafts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. The Greeks had a tradition of holding drinking parties, called in the singular a symposium, where the object was to sing the praises of the pagan gods while becoming drunk. Perhaps with this tradition in mind, Paul instructs believers to be filled instead with the Holy Spirit and to sing meaningful praises to God. From 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. From Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Instead of being self-centered, we should be spirit-centered. Now this New Year's Day, be thankful. From Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, do everything without complaining and arguing. Dr. Dale Robbins writes, I used to think people complained because they had a lot of problems. But I've come to realize that they have problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make situations better. It amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and disorder, and can invoke an invitation for the devil to cause havoc with our lives. Complaining makes us miserable. A positive, thankful person is a great witness in this dark world. From Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father. You know, I really believe that Easter is the New Year's Day for the believer's soul, our resurrection, our new day. Someone said, last year when I called my parents to wish them a happy New Year, my dad answered the phone. Well, Dad, what's your New Year's resolution? I asked him. To make your mother as happy as I can all year, he answered proudly. Then Mom got on and I said, what's your resolution, Mom? To see that your dad keeps his resolution. If we should plan our life this New Year as though it were to be our last on earth. One New Year's Day in the Tournament of Roses parade, a beautiful float suddenly sputtered and quit. is out of gas. Mm-hmm. The whole parade was held up until someone could get a can of gas. The amusing thing was this float represented the Standard Oil Company. With its vast oil resources, its truck was out of gas. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Listen carefully. I am sending the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you. But you are to remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed, fully equipped, with power from on high. 2023. Fail not to neglect your spirit, spiritual maintenance. And though you may be clothed with power, don't find yourself out of gas. This is what I've learned. When you make things happen for others, God will make things happen for you. Be careful. Be thoughtful. Be thankful. Amen. Short and sweet today, folks. Nice prayer service. I'm going to simply close out with our benediction. Then I get to go make everybody breakfast. So if you would rise, please, for our dismissal. May the blessing of Almighty God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve God. Amen. We go in the name of Christ. Happy New Year, everybody. That's it. No closing song, we're just going to finish it out that way and start the new year. Mm-hmm.